A word for you from 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 31. And he said, May God do so to me, and more also, if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, remains on his shoulders today. Well, who's speaking here? It is the king of Israel, the northern kingdom of Israel, where the capital was Samaria. And because of the sins of Samaria, the Israelites, in particular the king, yes, this king who is speaking here, they were being punished by God. For God often used the enemies of Israel, raising them up to persecute the Israelites again and again, to make them turn back to God. And here the king, instead of turning back to God in repentance, blames all the trouble on Elisha. It's not the first time that a king blames a prophet. Just before Elisha was Elijah. Remember when he met King Ahab, also a wicked king influenced by his wicked wife Jezebel? He met what he thought accidentally, came across Elijah and said, Is it you, Elijah, the prophet, the troubler of Israel? Elijah courageously answered and said, It is not I who trouble Israel, it is you, O king. It takes great courage to be able to speak straight, even to such a high authority. There was no higher authority in all the world at the time for Elijah, and yet for him the highest authority was God. Maybe you are similar to these kings. You're blaming others for your difficult circumstances. Maybe even blaming other Christians. And you don't see that God has been engineering circumstances to bring you back to Him. So here, because of the siege that the Syrians had laid against the city of Samaria, the king saw Elisha as being to blame. He was the troubler. And now he has experienced, the king has seen how starving the people are to such an extent that cannibalism has arisen in the city. Just before this, if you go and read, you'll see it's regarding a woman, two women fighting about their sons, their babies being boiled. And the one is arguing, but the other one didn't want to boil hers when I had already done mine. And the king felt helpless and then decided to decapitate Elisha. Are you blaming others, or are you looking to God?